who the winners are at filling in a treefall gap depends a bit on the microhabitats present within the gap. An uprooted tree will create a unique pit of exposed bare soil where the roots were, next to a big mound of roots and soil. This microsite, called a tip-up mound and pit, is one of the few places in a rainforest where bare soil and the seed bank within it is exposed. The pits tend to accumulate rainwater and are a favorite place for peccaries to create a mud wallow where they may also disperse seeds. Peccaries are a small understory wild pig. If the tree died standing or snapped off, this microsite won't occur. The place impacted by the trunk is known as the bole zone. Here, other trees and saplings might be bent over or crushed, and there's a lot of sunlight suddenly available, so some of the broken plants can sprout or coppice. The trunk of the tree rots slowly, so there's a gradual release of nutrients here over a period of several years that suppressed seedlings can take advantage of. The crown is a dense tangle of branches and leaves that have fallen onto the ground. Anything living in that spot was probably damaged when the tree came crashing down. Sunlight is partially blocked, but there's a rapid flush of new nutrients to the soil as the leaves decompose, providing a rich microsite for plant growth.